Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Romans chapter 5 verses 12-14. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Amen.
Amen.
The title of our message is Born to Live. He said to us that in Adam, we're born to die, even when we have not sinned in the manner of Adam. That death was in the world through one man, Adam. So everyone that was were born of Adam sinned. That's why it says that all have sinned. They inherited that nature. And by him, death came upon all men, all mankind. The whole of humanity died. And so when we are born naturally, we are born into death. What death? The death of sin. Say the wages of sin is death. Now, Adam was a similitude or is a figure of Christ. That is, Adam was symbolic of Christ that is to come. So that's good news. Though we were born to die in Adam, it says that in Christ, which is the reality, we are born to live. So that is why the preaching of Christ is good news. Bad news came from Adam. Good news came from Christ. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. And so he's saying to us that we are born to live. That should rejoice our heart. That there is hope, is what he's saying to us. And that's why the apostle wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verses 21 and 22, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Wonderful. It says that since death came through one man, Adam, the natural man, say life came through one man also, Christ. That in Adam all died. Everyone, with no exception. Then in Christ, those who are of Christ, who are born into Christ, they are born to live. That God came so that we will be born to live. And this is why Jesus told Nicodemus of it in John chapter 3, reading from verse 3-6. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Amen. He said to be born into flesh, that is to be born into Adam. That is the death. That when we're born in the flesh, we died to God. We became carnally minded. That's why he said to be carnally minded is death. That is the sin. Now, Jesus says that except we are born again, that is, we are born of God and born into God, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means we are not of God. As we have to be born naturally to become part of the human race, human kingdom, then he says to enter into the kingdom of God, God's family, we have to be born of God. He said to enter the human race, we were born of human. To enter into the race of God, into the family of God, we have to be born of God. The flesh gives birth to flesh. Spirit gives birth to spirit. Who is spirit? God is a spirit. He said to Nicodemus, there are two different things. That which is born of the flesh is entirely different from that which is born of the spirit. Now the scripture teaches us that being born into the flesh, we are born into death. What death? Death to God. Now, being born into the Spirit and of the Spirit, we are born to live before God forever. And that's why he came. Jesus Christ came to start the business of being born into God so that he can reproduce to bring many sons to glory. As Adam was first, then he have children. Jesus is the first. That is why he says he's the first fruit from the dead. In everyone in his order, Adam first, they that are of Adam. Also, Christ first, and they that are of Christ at his coming. The family of Adam is not the family of Christ. So the generation of Jesus Christ is the generation of the Spirit. And so Jesus had to come as Adam was first formed and then came all the human race from one Adam, from one man. So he said, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be born first. And then he says, except he died, you remain the same. And so when he resurrected, he now began the business of giving birth to his children. And he killed the old man. That's why he's saying Christ destroyed our old man. So he died. Then he was raised immortal. There he says resurrection came by one man. Death came by one man, Adam. In Jesus, life began like a grain of corn planted on the ground. He says we were planted in death, but raised in life by one man, Jesus Christ. And so that's why the gospel of Jesus is being preached to us. Who is this Jesus? The Word. That the Word was made flesh to start the family of Christ. But Adam was taken from the dust of the ground. Jesus was not taken from the dust of the ground. The Word of God himself was made a human. He's also the Son of Man, but the heavenly man, the Lord from heaven. That's why it says that as flesh gives birth to flesh, that is Adam, flesh gives birth to flesh, so also Christ, the Spirit. He is that Spirit from heaven. The Lord. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. Gives birth. That his children are Spirit, born by the Spirit of God. What Spirit? The Word of God. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are Spirit in their life. That's the reason why Apostle Peter spoke of the born again. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. I hear what the apostle wrote concerning born again. 1 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 23 to 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of the Holy Bible. The word of God is preached to us so that we can be born of him. That this born again is not of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot be born again. It's impossible. Jesus says that the birth he's talking of is of the Spirit, which is the word, St. Peter says. That being born again by the word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. And so he came to reproduce his son in us. Who? The Spirit. That's why he says Spirit then gives birth to Spirit. That the Spirit of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, gave birth to all scriptures. Now he said this is what he had come to do. To form his son in us, in our heart, through the Spirit. That this is not of letterings, writing in the stone tablets, no, in the human heart. That he wants to write the Spirit of his word in our hearts, done by the Holy Spirit, where we cannot know him. We now know the Son of God. How? Because we have been born of him. We now know that the Son of God is the word of God that abided forever. That flesh is as grass. It was never meant to abide forever. The flesh. No. The Spirit. The undiable Jesus. That the words of God abided forever. Now this word is being preached to us so that we can receive him by faith into our heart. We believe that he is the Son of God. Who? The word of God. That he is the Son of God, not flesh. That the flesh and all the glory of the flesh will pass away, but the glory of the Son of God abided forever. Because the glory of the Father is in him, he said, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, that the truth of God is in Christ. That is his promise, which he made to us. He said he didn't make the promise in the flesh, he made the promise in Christ. So we have to receive Christ to receive that promise. To receive every promises. He said all the promises of God is yes and amen in Christ. They are actualized in Christ. They are settled in Christ. They are done in Christ. And so that's why he's saying to us that we need to be born of him. We need to be born into God's family through his Spirit. In that this Spirit of the Scripture want to reproduce the one Christ in us, the one Son of God. And then this Christ in us is the hope of eternal life, every one of us that receive him. Then we are born to live forever, can never die. And now he's saying that we should come to him, that in that he died for all. In that he's alive unto God by the life he had now. What life does he have now? Let's see that in Romans chapter 6. See the life Jesus have, where Jesus is. In Romans chapter 6, reading from verse 6 to verse 11. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Also, you also should reckon yourself to be dead to the flesh, alive to God through his word, through Jesus Christ, the word of God. That in that he died to the flesh. Jesus died as a human. Now he's saying that he's living unto God through his word. He has returned to where he came from. That our old man is crucified with Christ. Christ took him away. Then he now gave us the living. He took death away. Who is the death? The dead flesh. He took him away and then gave us the living. So he himself was made sin so that he would die. Now when he died, they said the sin was taken away. Now, when that he was raised unto God. That is, we can see God in the face of Jesus Christ. So he said, you also have to reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, to the old man, and are alive to God through Jesus Christ. So he said, now we see Jesus. Therefore, he said, look unto him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Who is Jesus? The Holy Bible. The word that is being preached to us by the gospel, which St. Peter says that this word abided forever, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but no one jot of the scripture will pass away. Then this word is being preached to us through the gospel, his gospel. And now he's saying that you also have to reckon yourself to be alive unto God by Jesus Christ. That is, when you look unto Jesus, you believe on him, you are alive unto God. God is alive unto you. When you know him, that the word of God is the Son of God. And so he's saying to us that he's bringing us to this life so that we are no longer carnally minded. See Romans chapter 8, reading verses 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He said the action is taking place in our heart. Life and death, he says, in the heart. Now, to be carnally minded is death. To be mindful of the flesh, of the old man. He said that is the death. That's what made Adam to die. That's the death he died. He became carnally minded, so he now knew he was naked. Scripture says to be spiritually minded or to be mindful of Christ, that is life. To be mindful of the word of God. As ordinary letterings, no, as Christ. It says that is how we come alive. And he says it's life and peace, eternal life, which God has given to us. That God gave us this eternal one. He wants us to set our affection on Christ. That we are dead. Our male life is hid with Christ in God. That Christ is alive today in God. Who is God? The Word of God. That God is living. He is not dead. He is the living God. That the Word of God is the living God. So we should know that the way to be alive to God is to be born of this word of God. The way we were conscious in the flesh is that we need to be born into the flesh and become a human being. The way to be alive in God, we have to be born into God and become a spirit being. So he's saying to us that in Adam we were born to die. We were born into death. In Christ, we are born into life. Who is life? The Word. He is the living one. In him is life. The life is the light of men. So he came to enlighten our eyes, our understanding, that we may know him that is living. And then once we know him, then we are alive unto him. That is the eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. He sent Jesus to give us eternal life, to give us life. That's why Jesus came, so that we can enter into life. And then life will enter into us. We can enter into the living will enter into us, the living Son of God. See what the living Son of God said in John chapter 10, reading from verse 9 to 11. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Hear what he said. Jesus says, I am the door. Door to where? Door into life. By me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. That is the salvation. He is the Savior. Then he said, he can go in and out and find food because he is food. The living food. The food that we will eat, we will not die, we will not perish. In verse 10 of John 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He gave us his life because he is the living. Adam gave us death because he is the dead. Jesus then says to us that through him we can enter into life. Who? He's the Word of God. That the reason why he was made flesh is so that we can enter into life, into God, and God will enter into us. That he is that living one that is alive to God forever. That all others are dead. Now he said that the thief is that one that kills and destroys, that brought death to us. That in Adam all died. He's talking of Adam. When he said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy, he says that is the work of the devil. He is a killer that have killed all men. He said in Adam all died. That is the death. Does that mean physical death? No, carnal death. Became carnally minded. Then Jesus says that he came so that we can have life and have the living more abundantly. Who? Himself. He is the living. That he. This is the reason why God sent him. To give us life. To give us the knowledge of God. To make us known the true Son of God. To make us known the living. So that when we are in him, he is in us, we are born into God's family. That's why he says, except you be born again, you cannot enter into his family, into the kingdom of God. So the only way to enter into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ. Through the Word of God. Now this Word of God said that he came to form himself in us. To form his truth in our hearts, so that we will know him, the truth. That's the reason why he says, if we continue in the scriptures, then are we his disciples indeed. We shall know the truth. The truth will make us free. For it is only this Son of God that can make us free. That if the Son set us free, we are free indeed. Means you are free from death. We have passed from the dead to the living. So he came so that we would be born to God. But he says this is not of corruptible seed, not natural means. No, by the Spirit. That we are born to God through his word. When God gives us his word, the whole essence why he gave us his word is so that we will be born to him. That for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but shall have everlasting life through the Son. Because he that has the Son has everlasting life. How do we have the Son? When we know him, the only true God and Jesus whom he sent. That when we now know that the only true God gave us the Bible, that the Bible is the Son of God, he is the Word of God, then we will know that there is only one Holy Spirit that spoke. That Holy Spirit gave birth to the Scriptures. That the scripture is his son that he's preaching to us by the gospel. That it is this Son of God that abided forever. It is this Son of God that God says that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. We should listen to the voice of the scriptures. And that the voice of the scripture is that wonderful voice. That Jesus says the days are coming. The day that shall hear the voice of the scripture shall live. They shall be alive unto God once again. And God will be alive unto them through Christ. They will not see God. They will not be looking for God. They will see God in the face of Jesus Christ. For he is the true God. That as long as they live, is every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that the God of the Bible is the true God. That anyone that cometh to him must believe that he is God. There's no other way we can come to the true God because this is the true God and eternal life. And so he says, little children, depart from idol worshiping. How? By Jesus Christ. That anyone that turns to Christ, he said, the idol or the veil is removed. He is that spirit that removes blindness from us. He came to give us eternal life so that we can see him that is eternal. Amen. The unstoppable. He said, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. He told Moses. He told Saul of Tarsus. He says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. That the sound of his word was sounding out from his disciples. Amen. He says, inasmuch you persecute them, you persecute me. For they are preaching the word. What word? That word he gave to Moses. That the truth of it came by Jesus Christ because he is the Son. Then when in the days of his flesh, he told us the truth that he is the Son of God. That Son of God that the world is looking for. Jesus said, I am. The high priest tore his clothes. He said, I am the word that was made flesh. There is not another Son of God than he that came from heaven. And that word is with us. See what he said in John chapter 6, reading from verse 48. I am that bread of life. Are you hearing? He says, I am that bread of life. Who said so? The word. The scripture says, I am that bread of life. Let's read it again. John chapter 6, verse 48. I am that bread of life. You know, when someone said to you, I am this, then you listen to him. He tells you his name. Now, the scripture says, I am that bread of life. That's why he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded from the mouth of God. He's talking. Look at it in verse 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. He said, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they are dead because that's not the bread of life. Verse 50, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. When someone tells you this, it means you are seeing it. He says, this is the bread that came down from heaven. He says, I am the living bread. You better listen to what the scripture is saying. The scripture is talking, he says he talks better than any. That this is the Son of God. He said, he that came from heaven speaketh the words of God. When the scripture says, I am the living bread, we should believe. There's no lying, him is the faithful witness. That's the scripture is perfect. The perfect word. That's why he says, whosoever look into this perfect word of liberty. And continuing him, he'd be not a forgetful hearer. He said, we should not forget what the scripture says. Because when we walk away, he says, like that man or that woman goes to the mirror, look at himself or herself and walk away, he forgets how he or she looks. We should not forget what this eternal one said. He says, I am the living bread. We should not forget that. He said, we should look unto him. He said, look unto me and be you saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God, there is none else. As his father said, that sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool, they shall bow to you. Amen. That every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, that Jesus is the Lord. And so his scripture says, I am the living bread. This is the bread. Then the Jews strove, look at verse 52. And the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Jesus says, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, what word? The word in the Holy Bible. He said, he that eats me and drink me, who? The scripture, as the scripture has said, he said, out of his belly will be flowing out the testimony of the scriptures. When you drink, he said, by one spirit are we meant to drink and baptize into one body. He says, anyone that eats me and drink me, enter into me, I enter into that one. Therefore, he's standing on the door of our heart. He said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, that you should open. Let him come in. That I, behold, I stand at the door, I'm knocking. Let me in. If I come in, you will sup with me, I will sup with you. I am that bread of life. I will eat you, you will eat me. Who? The word. There's not another coming than this one that came from heaven. He said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son of God, who is in the heart or in the bosom of the Father, had declared him. He says, I am that bread from heaven. Who? The Holy Scriptures. He's talking. We should listen to him. He says, if we do, we will be born into life, into the living, forever. Never to die again. He says, such person has passed from the dead to the living, because he is the living Son of God. He says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. That God so loved us, he gave us this food. He said, eat me, drink me, you have eternal life. That for this is the record, that God has given us eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. He that has the Son has eternal life. He that does not have the Son, he said, doesn't have eternal life. That flesh and blood can never inherit the kingdom of God, except a man be born again. That's why he told Nicodemus, he said to the matter, that flesh and blood cannot be born again. It's impossible. That to be born again is a different thing. That we are to be born of the Holy Bible. He said those who are born of the Holy Bible, they eat him and they enter him. That where I am, there will my servants be. That Jesus died in the flesh. He is alive unto God through the Holy Scriptures. That liveth and abideth forever. And these scriptures is being preached to us through the gospel. Oh, he said, today, if you hear the voice of the scriptures, don't harden your heart. And he's speaking again to give us life. May this life dwell in us, as he said, that he has come, that we may have life and have this living one more abundantly. That this, when we have this living one, he will swallow up the death. That life swallow up death. The living swallow up the dead. And give us this eternal one. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.